was the story that John George could start and remember, the sound of the storm coming from the north. He calls it as a great waterfall rumbling over the edge. When did he ever hear that noise? But he says, also he says, it's just like the seawater that crashed into the shores in the fall. Continuous rumble. That's what we hear, he says. And he remembers exactly the time. He doesn't remember the date or anything, but he remembers as a young boy. And it was that time in the afternoon, about 3 or somewhere on the afternoon anyway, that happened. And the man, the head of the family, was already in Hudson Bay and on his way back to go and meet them. I guess he spent a night there instead, because the storm hit. It was the next day that he went back, and John George was staying about 4.5 miles from the Venice Village. They were living there, and then they saw this man going by and knew that, you know, there must be something wrong. And he was gone for some hours, and he returned not finding them. And he reported to Moses Costard, John George's father. And then they went to the village to find some other people to do a search. It was still stormy a little bit. But they went out to look for them, and they find them there in that, the middle of the open muskeg. There is a mark there. There's a big stone sticking out from the muskeg. And it was right in nearby where these people died. 3 people died. One elder, one mother, and one old man. He didn't die, but he froze, but he survived. 1, 2, 1, 2, testing. Okay, let's continue the story, a sad story. It is one of those tragic stories. My interest is that, what caused this tragic incident? If I were to blame someone, if I were to seek justice, I would blame Hudson Bay Company, and I would blame the chief at that time, and I would also blame the missionaries over there. That's their settlement, and they had the opportunity to help. I cannot blame the other people in Southern River, because there were so many, they just didn't have much left for themselves either. The situation is to blame because of the effect of the fur trade, because the effect of killing off all the animal that has a value, which caused the native people to seek other places for survival. One other thing is that these people were very honest. They wanted to follow all the rules that were brought into them. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to move away from their own original place. They would just remain hunting the beaver and just keep the skin and don't tell anyone. They could have survived, but they were so honest. They so believe in the white man's law and rules and statements, so they sacrifice their life. Oh, what is it? Who to blame? Or we don't have to blame. But the only thing that is important now, why did a tragic incident have to happen when everybody was around? Can't anyone done something? So three people died out of it. 2 froze to death right there, and an old man also froze, part of it, also died later. There were 2 girls who survived, and there were, I think, 3 children who survived out of that group. And so that is a story, one, the actual true story that happened recently. And that's only 57 years ago. So now, the story tells us how